Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for being here this morning. Actually, considering that it was pouring on the way in this morning, I'm seeing the sun outside. Clouds, but looks like it might clear up a little later today. It's 8:38 and it is Thursday morning. That means it's time for Bottle Rock.
All right.
Yeah, if you're calling number 97, Corey's got the phones. 800-400-3697. You'll win a pair of sold-out three-day passes all 3 days for Bottle Rock Napa Valley, May 22nd through the 24th, 2020. Red Hot Chili Peppers on Friday, Dave Matthews on Sunday, Stevie Nicks on Saturday, Miley Cyrus. There's a million bands there. So be caller number 97, and you'll get to see them all. The Bottle Rock Daily lineup was announced yesterday. Those tickets go on sale. Usually, is it tomorrow or today?
Today.
Today at 10 a.m. at BottleRockNapaValley.com. Go to BottleRockNapaValley.com. The whole lineups are there. All your information is there, everything you need to know. But do that after you're trying to be caller 97 right now. Call now, 800-400-3697.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community.
No.
Learn more at FremontBank.com. Okay. Here's some of the stuff you need to know. First of all, Sarah, the tides are going to be very high, and possibly it's going to be wet down there.
Oh.
So get
King
ready.
Tides.
King tides are coming.
It is wet down there.
And it is wet down. So doesn't Mill Valley flood
it
this
does.
Time
I have to
every
use a, I have to use a different exit. They mark it, though. Don't get off here.
This Friday,
like
around
swimming.
10 in the morning. You can expect trouble.
Oh, well, that's exactly when I'll be on
right.
that exit.
It'll be wet down there. Get ready.
I like that.
I hate these tides. Huge swings. This is how I got into trouble over our vacation. Surf absolutely picked up while we were out there, and the tide had moved in, and there was no way to get to shore. We had to climb up the rocks.
Oh, wow. With your surfboards. That's got to be
so stupid. And the worst part is we both know better. That's the, like, we both
you
are
dummies.
Sitting there like,
how'd we let this happen?
Well,
we did this to ourselves.
What
we're
could
so
you have done?
Not gone out.
Or left earlier.
Oh.
There was a beach when we got out
there. Do you check waves or surf or
whatever?
It was
one of those times where we'd planned to go somewhere else. It wasn't good there. We went to this one spot, and we went, let's just go out for a, whatever, we'll be fine. Run out, and there's only, the beach was gone. It was rocks.
Wow.
You had to go up the rocks. And then the swell start picking up, and it's huge. And we're both looking at each other like,
what have we done?
Yikes.
Could we wait here until the
current's
tide goes
going
out?
South on the outside, but pushing you north into the rocks on the inside. And we
I
were
don't
just,
even know what that means. It
means
sounds terrible.
It was bad news. It was very chaotic, and we did it to ourselves. And so,
you'd be using your Apple Watch, call for help.
No,
yeah,
we
hell
didn't.
Yeah.
No, we're not calling for help. We'll figure ourselves out of this. And we did.
Nice to know you could have called for help, though.
This story, politicians. So, this guy named Brian Kolb, he's a 67-year-old Republican assemblyman in New York.
All right.
Looks like he was first elected back in 2000. This is a guy who'd written a letter to the people in his district or whatever. I guess it got put in the paper, but it was about how, please don't drink and drive and be safe this holiday season.
Nothing wrong with that.
Setting a good example for
sure.
The people, except that back on New Year's Eve, he was driving drunk and crashed his SUV into an embankment near his house in Victor, New York. When
do
AAA
as I say,
came,
not as I do.
His first instinct was to blame it on his wife.
Oh.
He told the AAA worker, my wife was driving. You know how women drive. The worker called 911 because the SUV had hit a utility wire. When the cops came, they smelled alcohol on Brian's breath, and it turned out his wife wasn't with him in the car when he crashed.
Oh.
And his blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit.
Oh.
So he was arrested for driving while intoxicated. We don't know what his wife has to say about being the fall guy for this guy's DUI. But I have a feeling the people in his district won't be reelecting him.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's always the people yelling from the top of the mountain, though, that are most likely to get themselves in trouble with exactly what they're yelling about.
Back in October, a woman in Maryland won $100,000 on a scratch-off lottery ticket.
Oh, how wonderful.
She wanted to wait until the new year to cash it in.
I see.
For several months, she didn't tell anyone except her husband and her friend, someone she's known for about 20 years, who doesn't play the lottery. That's a waste of money. Crazy. You're never going to win that.
Well, guess what? I did. I just won $100,000, and that's why I'm telling you.
Well, and then
you're
her
such
friend
a naysayer.
Who said, whoa, you can win, went and bought a ticket, and she won, too.
Oh, my God.
How much
did she win?
She won over $20,000.
Oh, boy.
So they both showed up in Baltimore to collect at the lottery headquarters there to claim their prizes. Mm-hmm. And the lottery, of course, was like, how funny. What a great story.
Great story. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say her friend of 20 years stole
the ticket.
No.
Yes. That's exactly what I thought. Mm-hmm.
No.
Uh-huh.
The friend, though, said she decided to buy her own lottery ticket while she was out getting champagne for New Year's Eve.
Aww.
And she hit. So they both showed up at the lottery headquarters in Baltimore to claim their prizes, and their story makes the news.
Mm. I'm going to go get a scratcher today.
You are?
I might as well. I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
It's my gut instinct. You said I'm supposed to follow those.
We've had some good luck.
We
almost won, remember?
We have. So here's how I'm going to go. I'm going to tell John to pick some lottery tickets up.
Oh, boy. Look at you go.
I don't leave the house.
Unbelievable.
I know.
You're calling people out, and then what do? You're just like, hey, do this for me.
I'm going to do that, too.
I know.
What?
Well, John always goes to the gas station, so I'll just have him pick up. But I'm going to tell him to get the lotto ticket.
Oh, well, play numbers, not the scratchers.
Yeah.
A few years ago, Heinz apparently decided to start what you would call remixes. They came up with mayo ketchup called mayo chip.
Oh.
Mayo chip. Anyway, mayo mustard, another mix. Mayo barbecue is a mayo Q.
Oh.
Their latest, Heinz just announced a new product called Honey Racha.
Oh.
It's honey with sriracha.
Nice. I like that.
It'll be in a Super Bowl ad and hit shelves very soon.
I don't know about that one.
I like that one.
Well, I guess it'd be good on like barbecue chicken.
Sure.
Yeah. Wings.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds nice. They all sound pretty good.
Yeah. I like a usually it's
condiment.
A Tabasco or something, but I like a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it.
I like a little squirt of sriracha in chicken soup. That just wakes
the whole
thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So good. Mm-hmm. Wakes the whole thing up. Clears out your nose,
too. I put it in when I make wonton soup. I throw it in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fast facts.
Colgate toothpaste was sold in jars when it came out in 1873, and one of the ingredients was soap.
Oh, well, clean up your mouth. So what'd you do? Just like dip your gross toothbrush in there to get it out?
No.
In the jar? Did you take a butter knife and smear it on there?
Mm.
Did they even have toothpaste? Brushes like that?
They must have had.
Something.
What year did it come out, Colgate?
1873.
Maybe they just used a towel or something.
Sure, to rub their teeth. Uh-huh. You know, it does seem like mass-produced plastic crap is, just the last century or so. I bet you they made, like, toothbrushes out of wood with, like, sticks
for bristles. Probably, well. Or hair.
The first bristle toothbrush was invented in China. 1498.
Oh, boy. Oh, geez.
And what did they use? Horse hair or something?
Coarse boar hairs.
Yeah.
Oh.
The handles were made of bamboo or bone.
Oh. I want a bone brush. I want to hold a bone to my mouth every day with pig hair on it.
It's a double. Never mind.
Yep.
Doesn't.
Leave it to you.
Well. Oh, leave it to me. You're the one that said you wanted a bone by your mouth.
Yeah. But I didn't mean it like that.
Uh-huh.
I just chose bone over bamboo.
Right. Okay.
You're the one who went there.
Pervert.
God, you're such a pig.
Yeah, it's me.
So bristly.
Anyway, I was going to say, you know, ever since my daughter's been suffering from this GI thing, we've been reading a lot about it.
Yeah.
And learning as much as we can.
You're probably an expert on it now.
Well, the missus is for sure. But one of the things that they're saying is, oh, so many people are suffering from this now, and it's because of all of the stuff we eat.
Yeah.
And my first pushback was, we have more organic, more beautiful food options than ever before in our life right now. Mm. People used to brush their teeth with soap.
And bones.
And bone, like...
pig hair.
Yeah.
Doctors used to say, have some cigarettes.
Yeah.
He'd be like, four
he'd
out of five
smoking
surgeons.
While he's...
Yeah.
Right. Oh, oops, I tits him. I can vacuum that out.
It seems like we're better off now than we were, but I don't... What do I know?
Yeah.
Clearly
well,
nothing.
Well, they just say that, you know, there's so many additives and preservatives, and we're exposed to so many more chemicals through food. And,
I guess.
You know, yeah, we... You know, if you're only eating fruits and vegetables and you only buy organic, then you probably are okay.
Whenever characters on The Big Bang Theory wear superhero shirts, they're always for characters from DC.
Oh, is that so?
Like Superman or Batman. And that's because the show... and DC Comics are both owned by Warner Brothers.
So you won't see him in an Iron Man
right
thing. I see. Mm.
Only 6 of the 30 Major League Baseball teams have never won a World Series. Rangers, Brewers, Tampa Bay Rays, Padres, Mariners, Rockies. That's the fewest of the 4 Major League sports teams. 12 NFL teams have never won a Super Bowl. 11. Oh, by the way. Mm-hmm. Have you heard Tommy's going to the Chargers?
I heard there's a place in Vegas that's saying it's going to be the Browns.
He would never.
I know. But I was
go
laughing
to
my,
that
they're
dumpster
like,
fire
offering,
of a city.
Offering odds on that.
He would never do it.
I don't know.
Chargers, L.A.
That'd be great. Good for him. Don't do it, Tommy. Just retire, for God's sake.
He's not. He already posted on Instagram. He's absolutely playing again, and. It's up to the Pats whether they're going to sign him or not.
They will. I bet you they do.
You think, John, what does your husband think? That he should stay?
I haven't talked to him about it.
Oh, you should ask him.
Well, I don't want to ask. I don't want to get him going.
Oh. Anyway, 12 NFL teams have never won a Super Bowl. 11 NBA teams have never won an NBA championship. And 11 NHL teams have never won a Stanley Cup.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure the Sharks are among those... 11 no Stanley Cup teams.
Close last year.
Yeah, well, they've been close before.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You never know. It could happen.
Sure.
Go
There's
Sharks.
A 45-year-old woman
really?
Who is named Lisa O'Donnell from South Bend, Indiana. And last week, she went into a gas station wearing an FBI hat and claimed to be a federal agent and said, I need to see your security camera footage.
Oh.
The employee said, no. And so she drove off in her Dodge Charger with no plates while the staff was calling the cops.
Wow.
They pulled Lisa over and she told them, I needed to see the gas station footage because there had been a counterfeit bill passed there. When they asked her who she was with, she said, I'm with the CIA.
Oh.
And they said, you're wearing an FBI hat.
Well, we're fans of each other. These are two bureaus that really enjoy each other's
support,
company.
Yeah.
Right.
The cops said, well, let us check with your employer. Mm. And neither the FBI nor the CIA had ever heard of her. It turned out the Dodge Charger she was driving was stolen.
Oh wow. Boy. Oh.
She'd gone for a test drive in it at a car dealership and never brought it back.
Huh.
That's how she stole it.
Wow.
I'm going to take
They let her go by herself.
Why did she want the footage?
She was arrested
for another crime she committed
earlier.
Guess
so.
No, we have no word on why she wanted the gas station security footage.
She wanted to delete the part where she passed a fake 20.
I don't know.
Right. What the hell is she thinking?
She's
on drugs?
Not. Yeah.
Maybe she is.
Maybe.
Our text number is... sorry. Our text number is...
Text.
Not tax. Text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent. Hey, Vinny, did you see Snap stock today? I did. It's still nowhere near where I bought it.
It's $17.88.
I know.
What'd you buy it at? I thought you bought it at 19.
No, I bought it just over $20.
Oh, it's getting there.
It is so. Listen, we should have taken our own advice and bought it when it went under
John
five.
To buy some. I think he bought a little bit when it was like
me and Brad. We sat here on the air. We said, yeah.
"Oh
my god,
four
it just
bucks!"
Hit.
And yeah. You guys were like, "We should do it."
Well,
I
was glad for a minute because it was when it was. I go, if it goes under $5, we should buy it. Uh-huh. And then it just kept going lower. I'm like, oh, thank God we didn't do that.
We should have.
Damn, tripled my money. Damn.
Polyamorous guy here.
Oh.
What does that mean?
More than one love. Like, does that mean open many? Marriage? Yeah. Does it mean...
Does it mean bi? Are you bi?
No, no. I don't know. You could be. But yeah, I think it just means that you have more than one person.
Polyamorous guy here. What Denise did was textbook cheating. If she had a side thing and her other partner had no clue, that was intentional deception, and that is cheating. Aaron. Is that the name of the guy?
Aaron is the husband.
Yeah. Aaron can do better.
Yeah.
All right. God, can you imagine?
She's smoking hot, though. So.
Denise Richards?
Denise, she still is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's probably like, listen, I'll forgive you if you got some video.
Of them doing it?
I'm a dude. I can forgive this.
Oh, of her and Brandy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The sailors say, Brandy.
You're a fine girl.
A fine girl.
What a good wife you
would
be. Such a fine girl.
It's so not as fun.
Lady is
the... Brandy.
Yeah.
It's just not as fun without the song, is it?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.